Got your Bibles open to the 5th chapter of Matthew. We're going to start at the 43rd verse. When I was in that chair, Friday, and they were supposedly numbing my upper and lower sinuses, I asked God, I said, Lord, why is it that I have to deal with this? I didn't expect an answer, but I asked him nevertheless. I just asked him. You know, they only do one of them surgeries a month. I can understand why. Because you can't get anybody to go through the anesthetic. It's harder than the rest of them. And I'm talking to God, trying to keep from screaming. I already had tears rolling down the side of my eyes. It was from the pain, you know. And I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, you got to keep me. Because this is unbearable. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. But sometimes you have to do what you have to do. Amen. To make things better for yourself. So as I was asking God, I heard the Lord say, well, son, you know how it goes. You may call yourself just, but it's going to rain on you too.
Amen.
You are not exempt. But what you do have going for you is me.
Amen.
That I will keep you and strengthen you and provide peace where there's anguish, joy where there's sadness, encouragement where there's discouragement. And I said, that's what I come to do. So don't get to the place where you're thinking it's something strange that this trial or fiery trial that you're dealing with is something out of order, that you're not going to go through it. And I listen to saints, and we don't understand why we deal with the things we go through and why we put up with the things we deal with. We had an argument in class Tuesday night. Well, we weren't arguing, but they call it arguments. And you have atheists, then you have theists, and then you have polytheists. And they all mean something different. We know an atheist is somebody that don't believe in God. I didn't know that theist means somebody that trusts and believes in God, because it goes with theist. But the theist part is somebody that's not sure whether God exists or not. They stand in the middle. They're not sure whether he either does or he doesn't, because their argument is the fact that if God is such a loving God, why do people get sick? Why do people die? Why do people suffer these enormous sicknesses and diseases that they suffer if he is such a loving God? Well, God took me to the book of Genesis. He said, well, the reason you go through that is because I gave you your own free will and volition. I gave you the right to do good or to do bad. And God just started tying all these different scriptures together for me to show me. And he said, this thing started in the garden when man began to pollute the earth. And it's been going on from the garden until now. The things you eat, you put in your body, the things you drink, the areas that you visit, these are places and things that affect your body. That's why scripture says it's appointed unto every man to die once. Because God knew there would be some of us weren't going to survive this mess. So there's no way around it. But God said, you have to understand another thing too, that to whom much is given, much is required. And also, whatsoever man soweth, he gonna reap. And a lot of things that we reap, we have sowed somewhere in the past. There's no way around it. You're going to reap it because it is the law of God. And God is not a liar that he should repent. And he's not the son of man. So whatever the word of God says is going to happen. So as God was dealing with me about how things are going to happen. No matter, you can have so much power, God, you can go to the cemetery and raise the dead, and God will put blood back in that body and cause them to get up and run out of the cemetery. That don't mean you're not going to get sick.
Amen.
I don't know if you ever heard of forgot his first name. Last name was Branham. William Branham. My name was my son's after. William Branham. He was an apostle, a prophet of the very highest sense. This man would be on a train going to another state, and God would speak to him to get off the train and go to a certain house, and he'd go to that house, and somebody sick or dying from something would answer the door. And he would tell them, God sent me here to pray for him. But guess what? He died.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me if he did all that and some of the miracles that God worked through him were absolutely tremendous.
Yeah.
But he left him. No matter how just we are, things are going to happen. We're going to have to deal with circumstances, situations in our lives that we don't understand, and a lot of them we absolutely just don't like.
Right.
But they're going to come anyway. So the 43rd verse reads this. Ye have heard that it hath been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. And I was telling a lady the other day, if you stop being so hateful and spiteful to people, you find out that you wouldn't be so miserable all the time.
That's right.
She didn't appreciate it, but she asked. You have heard. And see, this is in that, this is the book of the Beatitude, where Jesus was on the mount and he was giving us the way of life.
Amen.
The conditions of life.
Amen.
That we so honorably decide that we live if we feel like it. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor. Well, we've always had the question of who is my neighbor? Well, no one gets away from being your neighbor. It's your countryman. It's your fellow believer. It's that one that hates you. It's that one that abuses you. It's that one that persecutes you. It's that one that cares about you. It's that one that don't care about you. It's the one that prays for you. It's the one that does not pray for you. That's your neighbor. So God took the broadness of the horizon and opened it all the way up and say, everybody is your neighbor. I think that's a little unfair, because I got some folks I really don't want to be my neighbor. But you know one thing about God? He cares about our salvation. He don't care what we think.
Amen.
I found that out the hard way. So thou shalt love. The word love here, we know, everybody knows it's agape. That means unconditional.
Right.
You can't love who you want to love, and you can't make your neighbor who you want to be your neighbor. And hate thine enemy. Well, I know y'all ain't never done this, but I didn't have some folks persecute me, and I got upset and persecuted them back.
Yeah.
I didn't do it the way they did it, but I found a way to do it. And then I found scripture to make it okay for what I was doing. You can find scripture to go along with anything you do. Amen. It's in there. But that's what happens when you get along with self-interpretation. You can always find something to make good what you do, regardless of how good or bad it is. And then it says, to persecute thine enemy. Well, I like the word thine because it makes it personal. Amen. It makes it personal. It could be political, and anything. It hate thine enemy. And the word enemy is translated hostile. Did you know that folks claim to love you can be hostile to you?
Yeah.
I tell you they love you every time they see you.
Yeah.
And every chance they get, they backbite you.
Yeah.
Or they hate you. Or they're jealous of you. Or they're envious of what you're doing, or what God is doing in your life, or what God has blessed you with. They are hostile. But the unfortunate thing about it is, as far as flesh is concerned, God said you got to agape them anyway. You can't choose who you love. Man, I wish I could. Amen. So that means you can't turn around and persecute folks that persecute you. You can't hate folks that hate you. You can't be hostile to people that be hostile to you. And it seems like it would be a whole lot easier. Amen. I'll do it. I mess up. I'm not gonna lie to you, I mess up. I had to catch myself. Me and my brother, we were headed east. When was that, Rodney? Thursday. We were headed east Thursday. Now, listen to this. We were headed east. And this lady decided she was gonna cut me off. And I decided I wasn't gonna let her. Because she might have clipped in front of my car because she was too close. Well, she proceeded to start flipping me the bird. And I mean, she was doing it with vigor and with authority. Okay. All in my, I'm looking at my, all in my back. What's it, Rodney? She just still flipping me off. Then she got up, see, then she's coming around the side with her fingers stuck up in the air. She didn't even take a break. My flesh said, you ain't gonna let her get away with that. I rolled my window down and grabbed me a water bottle. Yes, I did. That's my brother. I'm trying to keep it real with you. Ain't nobody behind this stuff. Now listen, I just saw God bless my brother. Move for him like only God could have moved. And then I let somebody get under my skin, in my flesh, and provoke me to anger. If my aunt had shown up, hit her car with that water bottle, Rodney screamed, yes, you can't do that. And I come to my senses. I said, I guess you're right. And the whole time, she was still had the finger up. She was in front of me with her finger up. I said, you know what, Rodney, let's go. We just got off the freeway. Because I figured if I rolled forward, if we had went down any further, she was going to ride all the way down there with her finger up. And she was doing. She would just have. She was throwing it at me. Was I unjust? Or the unjust? Why did that happen to me? Why did I allow that to happen? Because I'm not beyond reproach. We are not beyond reproach. As soon as we think we got this thing covered, bam, here comes something. When you least expect it. Don't think it's going to warn you. Was that my neighbor? Yes. Was she hostile? Yes. Did I get hostile back? Yes. Should I have? No. See how real this thing is? This thing is real. Right. This ain't no joke. Right. And it's going to happen more and more in this last day than ever before. Because now the enemy and everything else wants to separate us from our confidence, our faith, and our love of God.
Amen.
But then Jesus turned around and said, but I say unto you. I know you'd rather do that. But I say unto you, love them. That means forgive them. Overlook their stupidity so that yours don't rise to the top.
Amen.
I said, Lord, you don't have to teach me like this. Just tell me. I'll listen. But if you don't go through nothing, you don't have nothing to say.
Amen.
He said, love your enemies. And I found out when it talks about your, it's talking about self. Thou shalt love thy neighbor, it's talking about self. I found out if you don't love you, you can't love nobody else. So this is twofold. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you. lift them up, encourage them, build them up. Do good to them that curse you. And everybody don't curse you out verbally. They curse you out with their emotions. With their gestures, they can cuss you out. My mother used to cuss her out when she didn't feel like opening her mouth to do it. She did it with her gestures. When she went, I knew what that meant. That meant get your tail someplace and sat down.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to help you. Do good to them that do what? Hate you. Some of y'all really need to hear this, because this is supposed to give y'all blues.
Yeah.
And what's so hard, what's the hard thing about a lot of it, you know they don't like you.
Exactly.
I sound like a choir. You know they don't like you. They don't like you, they don't like what you stand for. They don't like your personality.
They don't like none of
y'all making this easy. But the Bible says you got to do good to them. You got to figure out a way through the Spirit of God, through the Word, to exhort them, to lift them up, to encourage them. How do you do that? A lot of times you can't do it verbally, so you have to do it with your lifestyle. By not letting them affect you.
Amen.
Or move you.
Amen.
That curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that do what? Despitefully use you. Threaten, abuse. Folks that do things to you that hurt your feelings. Change your thought process. Break your heart. It's hard to let go of some of that stuff and love them in anyway. Because this old boy right here, it's got a mind of its own. It tells itself, you hit me, I hit you. You dog me, I dog you back. You talk about me, I'm going to talk about you. But Jesus telling us, no, pray for him. Oh. So, who's the just and the unjust? Pray for him. Pray for them which despitefully use you. How many ever been used? And didn't realize it to you had almost been used up.
Amen.
Who made that song? Bill Withers?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good, ain't it? Bill Withers made, until you use me up. I said, you ain't gonna keep on using me until you use me up. Something like that. Amen. I know some of it. But let's say you got to do what? Pray for them. And then you got them folks that's on your job, in your home, that persecute you. Privately. What I mean by privately, secretly persecute you. Don't nobody know they doing what they doing to you but you. And you don't want to tell nobody because folks think you're feeling sorry for yourself. Oh, you just, right, Pastor, you just trying to start something. I ain't seen them do nothing to you. Jesus said it don't matter if they do it secretly. You know they doing it, so you got to love them anyway. This love thing ain't no joke. This unconditional love, it'll take you there.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah, they persecute you. They mess with you. They even try to humiliate you. I've had folks try to attack my character. I know you've been there too. Folks have attacked your character. What you stand for, who you are. That ye may be the what? The children. I like that part, children, because I found a word in the Greek meaning today that I never saw before, that you may be the descendants.
Yeah.
Oh, the Father. You may be the descendants of your Father. Meaning that what God began in the garden, He about to bring to a conclusion.
Yeah.
Just make sure you have yourself locked up in the mat.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Because everybody that say, Lord, Lord, ain't going to go into heaven.
Amen.
I want to be a child of God. Amen. Which is in heaven. Look at your neighbor and say, heaven. These words have so many translations, they just blow me away. They blow me away. No, at first I used to preach when it talks about your heaven, which is in heaven, I always thought about the sky.
Yeah.
But then after I began to study it, like God said to do, study to show yourself approved, I found out that the word study, the heaven means if you do this, that ye may be. What did it say? That you may be what? The descendants of the Father, which is in or exists in happiness, power, the gospel, and eternity. How many want to live forever? Thank you. I might as well raise your hand. Because if you don't want to live forever, you ain't going to leave this life and go to the next one. I may not live in this mess forever, but I'm going to live forever.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Because my name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, and I'm going to keep it there.
Amen.
If I have to discard old clothes and old people, I'm going to keep my name there.
Yeah.
That don't necessarily mean you got to be old either. I'm talking about fleshly old. That ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven, for he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. When it talks about evil, it's talking about malicious, hurtful, calamitous. We got a lot of these people in our lives. Some of you know and recognize, some of you don't. But that don't mean they're not there. They're there. He maketh, he said he maketh. That's a strong word, maketh. That means that there's no way around it. It's going to happen. He maketh his son. And see, we say his son. We think he's talking about Jesus, but he's not. He's talking about the natural son. But he calls it his son. Because the power of that son comes from the power of God. That he maketh his son, which he created, which he made, to shine wherever goodness and bad is. So if he's going to shine anyway, you might as well be a part of the good part. But you can't be a part of the good part as long as you hate them that hate you.
Man.
You don't pray for them that despitefully use you. You don't bless them that curse you.
Man.
You ain't going to make it.
Glory.
Contrary to popular belief, you ain't going to make it. I'm not saying. I'm just putting it out there. So you can check yourself. Amen. For he maketh his son to rise on the evil and on the good. See, a lot of us, we run into that evil. But the good means to recover. But we know how to recover. Because we know how to do it in God. People that don't recover in God don't really recover. They just get up and keep on hating. Get up and keep on despising. Dominic, I'm going to beat you, little boy. You out preaching me this morning. That's hard to do. On the good. And then it says, listen. Now the Bible can be kind of contradictory, because we said, and the Bible says that God don't do nothing, I'm paraphrasing, God don't do nothing bad to no man. But it says here that God sendeth the rain.
Yeah.
Is that what it says?
Yeah.
He sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. He sendeth rain. Listen to this. The word rain is translated in the Greek moisture. Moisture usually gives something the ability to withstand the heat. Is it hot in your kitchen? In your natural kitchen, your bodily kitchen. God sendeth rain. It didn't say he sendeth the rain, he sendeth rain. God, the moisture of God has to deal with the water of God. In the garden, Adam, the water, the what came up? The mist, which translates moisture, water. It had to manifest itself before anything else could happen. There's got to be some water in your life. But fire coming too.
Amen.
The fire is coming along with it. And whether you call yourself just or you are part of the unjust, you ain't going to get away with it. The just means implication of innocent, character, righteousness. The unjust means those folks that are treacherous. So I decided to look up treacherous. This is some of these definitions, treacherous. Now remember, the unjust, translated in the Greek, means treacherous. Treacherous means traitor, disloyal, unfaithful, deceitful. Here's one, backstabbers. Here's one we all familiar with, two-faced, unreliable. These are things that we deal with on a daily basis that God expects us to overcome and to put under our feet and bring us subjection to the power and the glory of God. Through the love, the agape of God. You think you've been tested? You ain't been tested yet. You ain't been tried yet. But it's down the pipe.
Yeah.
And I hope that you've been moistened enough by this word so that when you run into it, it don't dry you up.
Yeah.
And it don't burn you up. And you can come out of the trial not smelling like smoke. That you can come out of the trial with the illumination and the glory of God all over you.
Amen.
It don't matter when you call yourself the just or the unjust.
Right.
It's coming your way.
Amen.
Just make sure that you're ready for it. And the only way you can do that is by aligning yourself in and with this word that God has given us, not only to sustain us, but to keep us,
Amen.
To strengthen us, to renew us, to revitalize us, to regenerate us,
Amen.
And to keep, make us go through whatever it is we go through
Yeah.
with happiness and joy in the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Well, it goes on to say, for if you love them which love you, you don't have no life. It's easy to love folks that, that always love you. If you can reciprocate that, that's easy. It's them folks you know coming your way that you done search their spirit and find out they really can't stand you.
Yes.
They just put up with you because they call themselves Christians.
Yeah.
They don't like your shoes, and you done went out and paid $300 for them. They done found a way, a speckle on them that they don't like. And they done let you know in a little kind of way that they don't like them. If they don't like your shoes, they don't like you. Let's keep it real. When somebody tell you they don't like what you have on, they don't like you. you wore. You could be dressed like Bozo the Clown. And if they love you with the love of God, it's how I look. Oh, you look great. Even that big hair you got look good. I'm almost done. Y'all looking at me with nothing like a cigar. Thank you. Well, if you love them which love you, what reward have you? It's easy to love folks that love you. Do not even the publicans do the same? You ever been around a bunch of preachers? We can be so fake. We can be so fake. They know good and well they don't like you. They don't even know you. But they don't like you. Turn their nose up at you. Turn their back on you. Remind me when we was in Jerusalem. We were walking down the streets of Jerusalem when I went to Jerusalem years back. And guess what the Jews would do? If the Jews saw you coming and they were walking straight, they would turn their back. And walk past you with their back. Signify that you were lower than them and that you were dog and you weren't worthy enough for them to look on. It's people in our lives that are like that. But God is so good. He is so merciful. He supplies our every need according to his riches and glory in himself. God makes the way where there seemeth to be no way. God provides peace where the enemy wants to create no peace. God calls the sun to rise on us whether we call ourselves just or unjust. All we got to do is hold fast to that which we call faith, live in it, walk in it, believe in it, trust in it, and show forth of it.
Amen.
It's up to us.
Amen.
God said, I ain't trying to make none of y'all live right. You better decide on your own.
Yeah.
And it's going to be stuff going to come your way that's going to knock you off your little pedestal. Amen. But you're going to have to get back up, shake the dust off your feet, and keep it moving. And most importantly, God gave me this one. He told me years ago when I was whining about what folks were saying and how they were treating me. He said, son, stop taking everything personal. It ain't against you. Stop taking it personal. If you love me and I know I love you, don't think it's strange because people don't like you. Or they talk about you. Or they jealous of you. Or they envious of you. That means you're doing something right.
Amen.
I ain't never seen a jealous person envious of another jealous person. Folks better wake up and smell the coffee. You're going to preach it. Not even the public is the same. And if ye salute your brother only, what do ye more than others? What do ye more than others? If you only... I'm going to bring this home.
All right.
You just got to church. You coming down one aisle, and you see somebody you just don't want to bother with. So you decide to go down the other aisle. Does that make you just or unjust? I've seen it happen so many times. I've seen folks halfway down that 100-foot aisle and see somebody coming up the aisle that they don't want to be bothered with and go all the way back up. Or if there's nobody in their row, they will cross over.
Wow.
And I be sitting there, that's some funny stuff. How would they like it if that's the very person that they had came to the hospital to pray for them and God healed them? So don't just salute the ones that you call your brother. Salute everybody because they are your brother. Hold this verse. Be therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. The word perfect don't mean perfect per se, that you don't never make a mistake, that you don't never have no problems, that you ain't never going to get sick, You ain't gonna never have financial difficulties. The word perfect there means to be complete, laboring, growth, mentally, and morally, your character is complete. Because the Father, which is what? Full of joy, peace, goodness, mercy, long-suffering, all these things that are in him are supposed to be in us. Therefore, we are supposed to be morally sound. When we mess up, we're supposed to catch ourselves.
Yeah.
And stop whatever it is that we're involved in so that we can get back to the place that God called us to.
Right.
So, if it's raining on you, Scripture said what? Pound all joy. I can understand some of the things, the stuff that they preach. I can perceive, I can understand it, because when I think about what they went through to preach this word, to teach this word that they've taught, and we haven't gotten there yet. We haven't gotten there. I read that story in Acts about stuff. How he got on his knees and they stoned him to death. And he lifted up his eyes toward heaven and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But little John, I said to myself, oh no, they had to get some of them stones back. But you know why he could do that? Because he understood what his eternal hope was.
Yeah. Man,
when you understand what your eternal hope is, you can get through some stuff. Folks hating on you, persecuting you, ridiculing you, being hostile towards you. You can get through this stuff because you recognize your hope, and your hope is in Jesus. And if Jesus is your hope and that hope is in you, he gives you the hope and the strength to go through whatever it is that you need to go through in victory. Not whining and complaining and bellyaching. Oh, woe is me. Why me, Lord? I don't deserve this. I'll pay my tithe. I'll go to church. I'll do this. I'll love it. No, you don't. It don't matter. All you got to do is read scripture. Jesus said, they hate me, they going to hate you. Especially when you say you represent me. They talked about me, they going to talk about you. First chance they get, they stone, they try to stone me, they're going to stone you too.
That's right.
The key to your victory is what you do when it happens. I can't do it all the time, but there are certain times when the anointing time, people have done things to me and I laugh at it. And then when I get home and get quiet for it, and I'm thinking, I go, man, I should have knocked their block off. Way in the world I should let them get away with that. Now they don't think they can do it all the time.
Yeah.
But you know what? Because God gave me peace in the middle of it, I'm saying what I'm saying. When I get back, God done already moved on my behalf.
Right, man.
Now I can't keep them from giving me stuff.
That's
right. I said, is this the same person that did what they just did to me?
Yeah.
Blessing me? Because God said he'll cause men to give unto your bosom.
Yeah.
The ones he's talking about are the very ones that hurt you, persecute you, come against you, are hostile towards you, do all they hate you, and do all these manner of things to you. God will make them folks your footstool. But you got to submit yourself unto him, submit yourself to the agape love, not to your love, because it's temporal. But the love of God.
That's right.
Baby, when you make up your mind to do that, get ready.
Amen.
You're going to be tried on every side. You know what usually gets hit first? Your finances. And it's unfortunate, but you know, might as well keep it real. Our finances, most of the time, are the closest thing to our heart. When are you the most miserable? When you're broke. You can be sick. You can be discouraged. They just got through talking about you. They might just kick you out of your apartment because you couldn't make the payment. It don't bother you that they kicked you out. What bothers that you don't have no money, but then they done kicked you out.
Yes.
Try going in your pocket and you think you got something. You at the store and you ain't got enough to pay for it. Not only are you miserable, now you embarrassed. It's in my savings account. It's on my card, but I left my wallet at home. Play too much. What I'm telling you is it's gonna rain. It's raining already on us. It's raining on us through the lives of other people. It's raining on us through our spiritual lives. It's raining on us through our flesh, through our sicknesses and the things we go through. It is raining on us. But God said it don't matter what it does, you still have to walk in love toward all men. Some folks get sick and treat you like you made them sick.
That's right.
This thing is unreal, ain't it? But guess what? The Word of God says you are still without excuse. You don't have an excuse not to do the right thing. What's the day wrote that movie, Do the Right Thing, but he didn't mean it. It's just a movie. The Word of God says be ye doers of the Word and not just hearers only. If you're going to be a hearer only, you might as well go back out in the street and live for you and not for God. If I'm going to get rained on, I want to be in the presence of somebody that's going to help me get through it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. I don't want to depend on me no more. Me. Me a joke. Me is shut down on me. I'm crying out. Me is shut right on down. Man, I don't know what you're calling on me for. You got us into this. But you can call on God. And he'll say, you know what? I'm going to forgive you 70 times 70. I'm going to get you. I'm gonna help you get through this one. But do your best not to do it again. He don't say, I'm going to help you not do it again. He say, do your best not to. Because he know that we are what? Unfortunate human beings. And we're flesh. And in most cases, we're ruled by our flesh, our senses, taste, our hearing, our sight, our touch. We're ruled by those things. So a lot of times there's no way around under the circumstance that you're going to go through. But if you're going to go through them with victory. Make sure you know God and he know who you are. You don't want to get in trouble and they call on God and he come down to visit you and say, you know what? I don't know you. I hear you call my name every now and then, but I don't know you personally. But every time I look up, you get in trouble. You want me to help you.
Say that.
Why don't you try to find out who I am?
Man.
If you can find out who I am, when it begins to rain, if you get caught in the midst of the unjust rain, then you're going to have faith to make it.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.